Key messages given to the Sir Clemente Dominguez e Gomez, today Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great, to help understand the work of El Palma and prophecies on the great Pope Gregory XVII. 6th of January 1970. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Most Holy Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Immaculate Conception. You will see the day when all this here will be full of pilgrims from every nation. My children, you are in the greatest place of apparitions in the world. Such as never has been nor ever will be. This sacred place is always ringed by the heavenly court, as it is prepared for the salvation of the world. Some of you do not realize the transcendence of this place. For the sole reason of my son's coming, it is already a great center of expiation. My children, the miracle is very close. No other miracle will be performed in any other apparition in the same way as this one. 15th of March 1970. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Lord appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My children, soon, very soon, you will witness the great event, which will be to see with your own eyes the wonders of Mary my mother. All will be lost in admiration at the great vision they will have. They will ever remember it as the greatest event of their lives. That will be the opportune moment for the conversion of many sinners, the sick will be healed, and by means of my mother many who have left and others who have never been with me will come to me. Yet my mother's mediation will make them understand that I am Son of the Most High. My children, what I have to say to you now is sad. At the death of my present vicar, a schism will occur. There will be great confusion. The Lord was referring to the general apostasy of the Roman Church and the appointment of anti-popes in the Vatican. 5th of September 1970. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. First Saturday of the month. The Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Immaculate Heart of Mary. My children, Freemasonry has infiltrated many hierarchies of the Church. 29th of September 1970. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Archangel Saint Michael appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Archangel Saint Michael. I come as messenger of Jesus and Mary. The punishment is coming closer all the time. The bishops undertake no true reform. In their majority, they are united in attacking the apparitions. All such places are combated by the church hierarchy, and such conduct is equivalent to ordering Jesus and Mary to keep silence. We angels are already prepared to chastise perverse mankind at the summons of the Father. Spain has not duly listened and responded to the messages given in Garibandal. On the contrary, Spaniards have grown worse. The Heavenly Father constantly speaks of Spain. He wants to save her. Little opportunity is left now. It is a time for prayer and penance alone. Jesus and Mary send me to tell Spain that the war will soon break out. Clemente had a vision of a dreadful war in Spain. One of those present said, "The bishops ought to see it so that they believe." But the heavenly messenger replied, "Who is man to demand anything of God? Only by means of prayer and sacrifice will the light be seen, and those who humbly ask for proofs will receive them, for God desires to give them. I bless you." 23rd of November 1970. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Lord appeared weeping, with bleeding countenance, and Clemente Dominguez asked him, "Why do you weep, Lord?" And he answered, "Our Lord Jesus Christ. I weep for Spain. She will receive her deserts. They are scoffing at the messages which both my mother and I are giving. Soon the terrible schism will come. However, take shelter beneath the holy mantle of my most holy mother, and you will find the light, the way, and be able to see where the Pope is to be found." 8th of February 1971. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Lord appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. By now Satan is in the Vatican ruling the Church, for there are bishops whose whole ambition is to destroy the church, but they will not succeed. I will be with my church until the consummation of the ages. Some episcopal conferences disgust me. Instead of teaching the gospel, they deform it and cause the sheep to stray. In a conference of Catholic bishops, how can they possibly question my divinity, my real presence in the Eucharist, the Marian dogmas? The only thing those bishops want is to confuse the faithful. Prepare, my children. Be united under the mantle of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, for the antipope will confound the church dreadfully. Only by prayer and constant invocation of her who is universal mediatrix of all graces and privileges will you be able to follow the true pope. 24 February 1971. Barcelona, Spain. A private home. The Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary under the title of Carmel. My Divine Son reminds you that he will be with the Church until the consummation of time, which means that the destruction of Rome does not imply the destruction of the Church, which will last until the end of time. 25 April 1971. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary under the title of Divine Shepherdess. My children, I come as Divine Shepherdess to take you all to the sacramental Jesus, in this hour of darkness in which he is so disdained, in this hour in which the real presence of Christ in the sacred Eucharist is denied. O my children! Before long the Vicar of Christ, the Martyr of the Vatican, Paul VI, the Son of my heart, will end his mission, and then an antipope will come. Many of the Church's children will believe that the antipope is the true pope, he will teach heresy, he will apparently destroy the Church. Many will say, we have to obey the hierarchy. But I will be speaking with my children and revealing the errors, and I will shepherd you. 30 July 1971. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Lord appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. O shepherds of my church. What are you doing? Do you want to destroy her? But you will not be able to, as I am with my church and I assist her. Wicked pontiffs are governing my church today, because the hour of the power of darkness is coming. But, as I did at my first coming, I shall dispense with you, with those who deviate, and will reveal my mysteries to the poor, to the disinherited, to the humble and to the ignorant, and they will sit at the banquet in the first places. I want this message to be published to the four winds. 27 September 1971. Bologna, Italy. Basilica of Saint Dominic. Sepulchre of the Saint. Apparition and message to Clemente Dominguez. The Most Holy Virgin Mary under the title of the Rosary. Before long an antipope will reign, the confusion will be terrible. The true pope will not be lacking, but much prayer will be needed to see the light. This message was personally handed over by the seer on the 29th of September 1971, Feast of St. Michael the Archangel, to Cardinal Ottaviani, with Manuel Alonso Corral and a lady from Barcelona as witnesses. The cardinal received us in his office, and assured us three times that the message would reach the Holy Father's hands. The seer spoke to him about the contents, to which the cardinal replied, "Gloomy future, as in La Salette, since in La Salette the evils to descend upon the Church in these times were already prophesied." 26 January 1972. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Most Holy Virgin of Carmel appeared to Clemente Dominguez with the child Jesus in her arms, who blessed all those present. She handed the child Jesus over to the seer, and all kissed and adored him. At about 11:20 at night, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to Clemente. His wounds bled. All kissed the wounds of his feet. Then the Lord went on to sign them on the forehead with his blood, one by one, passing certain pious objects as well through his blood, which was consumed afterwards by the seer who received it into his mouth. Subsequently the Lord gave Clemente the following message, around him appearing a certain number of sheep which the Lord caressed. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved children of my heart, you are living through a sad hour for the Church. You are living the passion of the church. It is the hour of the power of darkness. It is the hour of obscurity. It is the hour of darkness. It is the hour of Satan. Oh, my church follows every gust of wind, she seems to have lost her way, her objective. Poor church. Founded by my blood shed on Calvary. But many of her members are corrupt, materialized. The church is passing through a terrible hour. They argue about everything. They argue about my real presence in the Eucharist, they question it as if it were not already dogma more than defined. They place my glorious resurrection in doubt. Others say that until I rose from the dead, I did not possess the divinity. Poor dunderheads who utter such tripe. Others deny my second coming to earth with great power and majesty, alleging that it means the individual coming at the hour of death. Fools, and worse than fools. My return is perfectly clear in the gospel. Today everything is questioned and, what is more painful, by persons consecrated to me. That produces my crowning with thorns, it produces the affronts to my divine face, and pierces my hands and my feet. 9th of March 1972. Seville. Private home. The Most Holy Virgin of Mount Carmel appeared to the Sieur Clemente Dominguez, and she handed him the child Jesus whom those present kissed. Afterwards the Lord appeared, with purple robe, and gave the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. O my Son, the Church is becoming ever more obscured, ever more eclipsed. Rome has become prostituted. Rome embraces the Church's enemies. Rome pacts with Satan himself. Rome has fallen. There are bishops in the Vatican with 33rd degree Freemasonry. And the world folds its arms. The children of the church go astray because of many wayward shepherds. I am the good shepherd. What shepherd allows his sheep to go astray? Does he not keep them safely around him? Can a good shepherd perhaps allow his sheep to be guided by wolves? So then, fulfilling my mission as good shepherd, I warn you of the evil there is in the church. My little children, today, more than ever, hold on firmly to the rock, the Pope. Today, more than ever, be alert to the voice of the Pope, since many bishops are not in communion with him. I tell you plainly, you cannot obey a bishop if he is not in communion with the Pope. The Pope is always Peter, and Peter is the one who rules the church. I will be with you until the consummation of time. Yet my true church will be very hidden and very persecuted, and the Pharisaical church will be fully recognized by all states and will follow in the tracks of Antichrist. Still, do not be perturbed, you have my Most Holy Mother as Divine Shepherdess. She will guide you, and the true bark will not succumb, but will sail over the waters, strong, valiant, and will give great martyrs who will amaze mankind, the Church of the Marian Apostles. 9th of May 1972. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Lord appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. The hour has come to speak plainly, to cry out to the four winds and unmask the Pharisees, because otherwise the sheep will follow error. Today, in this confusion in the church, you know that there are false shepherds, false doctors, who have introduced themselves into the church to undermine her. You know as well that there are true shepherds and true doctors, that there are also holy shepherds and holy doctors. But where are they? You have to search them out and sometimes using a magnifying glass. There are some, but you will only know them by means of prayer and imploring the light of the Holy Ghost to see the truth. There are other good shepherds who repel me almost more than bad shepherds, because they are something worse, namely cowards, lukewarm. I spew out the lukewarm. Either with me or against me. No middle way. Many know that this work of El Palma is from God, that it is true. My little children, what times are approaching? Soon the great schism is coming. Following Paul VI comes the reign of the antipope. And then the question of obedience will be seen. Imagine a man who calls himself pope, whom all consider to be pope, head of the church, and who begins to give strange orders. And obviously they will say, he is the Pope, I have to listen to him and obey him. And then deviations will come, the sheep wandering about in the midst of wolves. But great saints will arise, with beacons, banners and standards, whom no one will silence until they undergo martyrdom. 5 September 1972. Seville. Home of the Sier Clemente Dominguez y Gomez. 8 o'clock in the morning. Urgent calling to the church and to the world. Clemente Dominguez describes his vision. I was kneeling, praying in my room. Suddenly two seers became present, the seer, who knelt at my left, and the seer, who knelt at my right. They began to pray with me. At that same moment, I had a vision of the Most Holy Virgin, sustaining Pope Paul VI in her lap, whether asleep or dead I do not know. Together with this vision, on high, appeared the Heavenly Father, and a priest, as though in the air, elevated a chalice and a sacred host, raising his eyes up to the Heavenly Father. At that moment great bleeding began, coming from the sacred host and the overflowing chalice. At this moment of bleeding, the Roman pontiff came to life, arose, and fell to his knees in adoration before the sacramental Jesus. I see some words written which say, the Pope is in danger. The Church is in danger. Schism is at hand. And then these other words, in large golden letters, masses, masses, masses. Many masses are needed in the sacred place of El Palma. Then two angels bore a large placard which said great and terrible events are approaching for the church. The church will be eclipsed, understand the true church, the church founded by Jesus Christ, which will be hidden in catacombs, persecuted by the Pharisaical church. This church will be officially recognized by all nations, save those nations chosen by the Most High, that are to fight at the side of the true Pope. After reading this great placard presented by the angels, I had an allegorical or symbolic vision in the following fashion. I saw cardinals, bishops, priests, nuns and laypeople making a pact with emissaries from Russia, betraying the true church. Among those cardinals, bishops, priests, and religious, some were Marxists, others socialists, and the most terrible, Freemasons. Among them I also saw Jews who were never true converts, but had pharisaically embraced the Catholic religion to destroy it from within. Inside this meeting I saw cardinals, bishops, priests and religious at the service of capitalism and liberalism, just as oppressive and tyrannical as Marxism. I saw a great hall with many benches or desks. On the wall in front there was a crucifix, with an image that inspired little or no devotion. In one very distant corner there was an image of the Most Holy Virgin, that in no way inspired love for her. Great curtains, many cables with mics or microphones, everyone had an apparatus on his head, about the ears. Great comfort for them and no respect for the divinity. Suddenly I heard a receptionist or porter announcing the arrival of some emissaries from Russia, others from North America, others from Israel and different places. Among these emissaries there were Marxists, socialists, Freemasons, capitalists, liberals. When the receptionist announced these emissaries, a cardinal, who dared call himself Cardinal of the Church of Christ, rose up, took a cloth and covered over the crucifix, and with another cloth he covered over the image of the Virgin, and he said these words, which I heard perfectly, "Let us cover these up so as not to offend our dear friends who honor us with their presence." Then the cardinal went on to say, "Let us respect the ideas of our visitors." I heard a bishop lift up his voice and say, "Better than cover them up, let's throw these images out of the window." General applause was heard. At that moment, at such blasphemies, I fell face to the ground. Next I was left stupefied at what my eyes revealed to me. I saw a cardinal, several bishops, some priests and religious, in union with some of the aforementioned emissaries, take a triple crown or tiara and place it on the temples of a monstrous being, abominable in extreme, utterly repugnant to look at, to the point of causing nausea. Once they had put on the tiara, they publicly presented him as Pope of the Catholic Church, and sent off notes to all the chancelleries of the world. I saw notes from the chancelleries of adhesion to the new Pope, a false Pope, since in his election Satan himself had intervened. This false Pope began to announce the coming of Christ, a Christ who was not the anointed but Antichrist. He gave the severest orders to follow in the footsteps of the beast, with penalties for all those who did not submit to his tyrannical and diabolical mandate. This false pope, at one stroke of the pen, abolished the perpetual sacrifice, annulled dogmas and mysteries, considering them out of date and old-fashioned. Above all, he raged against the Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of our Lord and God. During this period I saw terrible catastrophes, terrible persecutions, veritable rivers of blood, many martyrs for defending the true Church of Christ. Many bishops compelling their faithful, or flock in their charge, to obey a false pope. The faithful found themselves in the following dilemma: do we obey or disobey the Church? The bishops said, obey blindly. Then all who did not have the light of the Holy Ghost obeyed their bishops and fell into heresy, leaving minorities in the true Church. After observing all these things, Jesus appeared before me, clothed in great majesty. It was enough to contemplate his face, without him saying a single word, to understand that all the above represented the era of Antichrist. Yet Jesus wanted to do more. He deigned to say some words, proper to one who is King of heaven and earth. Following this, the Lord gave Clemente the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear children, I have shown this apocalyptic vision to warn you of the terrible events which are approaching, for a great obscurity is drawing near for the church which I founded with my blood poured out on Calvary. The wise and prudent are such imbeciles that, knowing as they do sacred scripture, they have no idea and cannot discern when the fullness of each era arrives. Once again, as on that occasion, the Sanhedrin will be out of action. And as at that time, I find myself surrounded by country people and holy women. Be alert, very alert. With eyes fixed on coming events in the Vatican. I bless you. 6th of March 1973. Sacred place of El Palma de Troya. Before the image of the Divine Shepherdess, the Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary. Dear sheep, do not go to places where the teachings oppose the truth. Flee from places where authentic doctrine is attacked. Do not admit the guidance of sham doctors. For Satan can perform great prodigies in order to attack God's work. O my little children, go over authentic teachings. Go over the doctrine which has been taught by the Church's magisterium, and verify that the doctrine being taught in several places today is wholly opposed. Come back to this Mount of Christ the King, where the doctrine is that taught by Mother Church, neither more nor less. Go over the messages which have been given in this sacred place, always in defense of sacred scripture, in defense of holy tradition, in defense of the Church's magisterium. In a word, the presentation of the truth, and always the truth. How many have found the true faith on this sacred Mount of Christ the King? In this blessed Palma de Troia, how many have found the authentic faith? Look at this sacred place, how it has slowly spread to all nations, how it has had its apostles. And look at the general clamor in the world regarding El Palma de Troia, a place which has stood out for its defense of the faith, its defense of tradition, its defense of the papacy. El Palma de Troia is today light in the darkness through which Mother Church is passing. And as it is so great, so beautiful and so sublime a work, Satan is furious and undertakes the most tremendous battles against this blessed place, making use of all his fallen angels' ruses. He is squandering his power against this place, in every way and at all times, fomenting divisions, fomenting antipathies and spreading errors, calumnies and insults against this sacred place. Go carefully, because Satan is performing great prodigies in other places so as to destroy this one. My little children, the Heavenly Father sends me to you to transmit his words. Woe to those who dare to lay a hand on this sacred place. Woe to them, for his wrath will fall upon them. The Heavenly Father also sends me to transmit to you all that this Mount of Christ the King is the light and beacon of the Church in this hour of tempest and darkness, and that he looks upon this Palma de Troia as the light of his eyes. Moreover, the Heavenly Father wants this place to be the light and the beacon to prepare the children of the new Church, the Church of the Triumph of Christ over the nations. This place is called to prepare the nations to receive Christ glorious in the manifestation of his power and his justice. In a word, to receive Christ the King. And from here, from this blessed place, the Eternal Father wants to send out his apostles who are to prepare mankind for Jesus' return. Consequently, it is the Mount of Christ the King. Meditate on these words, Mount of Christ the King. O my little children, take care, since even greater campaigns will be raised up to put an end to this sacred mount. Take care, beloved children, because the power of hell will be such against this place that there will be great desolation. And it is vital that when this desolation comes, you be strong and united to crush Satan, and so you will all triumph with me and be ready to go out to meet Jesus Christ, he who has his arms wide open to caress you all. Yet you must be with me, and you have to take me as mother and shepherdess. Be always by my side, beside my staff, a staff which crushes the serpent's head. 25th of March 1973. Seville. At about 1 in the early morning, festivity of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, with Clemente Dominguez at his private home, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him, crowned with thorns, his body bare from the waist up, showing the wounds of the scourging, and shedding abundant blood from the wounds in the side, hands, and feet. Clemente Dominguez asked the Lord, "My Jesus, why do you come weeping and bleeding from your open wounds, turned into a pool of your most precious blood? Jesus, Jesus, why do you come like this with so much pain, so much suffering? Jesus, merciful Jesus, I do not want to see you like this, with blood in all your wounds. And why do you come with your body bare from the waist up, so that I can contemplate the wounds of the scourging, and your head all full of piercing thorns, with your head bleeding, and blood falling over your whole body? Even your eyes are pierced. O Jesus, explain to me why you come like this. O Lord, I implore you." The Lord replied to the seer with the following message: "Our Lord Jesus Christ, my son, I come like this, with this body full of wounds, to show you the pain I suffer at seeing the church, my dear spouse, full of confusion, full of materialism. Today is when the church is being demolished in a colossal manner, with great stones being removed from the edifice. Beware. A great tempest is approaching for the church, such as never has been nor ever will be. A great tempest, in which the bark will be combated from every side, and what is worse, from within her own bosom. And every day my enemies will occupy high office in my church, until they succeed in seating themselves in Peter's Cathedral, and the emissaries of Antichrist will apparently rule the church. My little children, do not be perturbed, however, the church will not be without the true Pope at that hour, nor without great martyrs and saints. It is up to you, my ministers, my bishops and my cardinals, to re-establish the Holy Latin Tridentine Mass of St. Pov, even in opposition to other bishops who want to maintain the present-day Mass said in the majority of churches. The New Order Mass, called Novus Ordo Missae, is full of confusion, ambiguity and full of errors. My dear little sons, go over the new Mass and in it you will see a series of errors that even a blind man can see. Once you have seen these errors contained in the new rite, a rite which is the antithesis of the authentic Mass, go ahead with valor, re-establish the former rite." 2nd of April 1973. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Lord appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message: "Our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear children, be alert to the coming pontificate since, after Paul VI, a false pope will seat himself in the Cathedral of Peter, who will attempt to destroy the church. At that moment there will also be a true pope. Therefore, pray much in order to have light and know whom to follow when that day comes. Place yourselves in the hands of my most holy mother, so that she, as divine shepherdess of the flock, may guide you to fair harbor. After Mary, invoke Saint Joseph as well, as father of the church, so that he expel the enemies there are within." The seer had a terrible vision and exclaimed, blazing fire on every side, "Don't allow the earth to open up, Lord. How the inhabitants are being swallowed up." And the Lord goes on to say, "But the great lady appears, clothed with the sun, her head crowned by 12 stars and the crescent under her feet. Behold the hope for remedying the evils of these times, the universal apparition of the great lady, for soon the great lady is to crush the head of the serpent. Then there will be a great division, yawning and manifest. The children of the great lady and the children of Satan, the light and the darkness. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer, for the times which are coming. The kingdom of my peace is soon to arrive. Christ's triumph is close, the era of the Holy Ghost. That day of my glorious coming will arrive. IT will be the most glorious event ever to occur on Earth. 19th of June 1973. Seville. The Sir Clemente Dominguez describes, at about midday today, the 19th of June, in my room, the Most Holy Virgin Mary appeared to me under the title of Carmel and told me the following. The Most Holy Virgin of Carmel. Dear son, it is necessary for you to take to the press my words of the calling for the 16th of July, festivity of Carmel, with regard the gathering of my children at the sacred place of El Palma de Troya. I myself, on the 16th of July, will bless the water of the well of the sacred place of El Palma de Troya. I desire that the sick drink the water which I shall bless on that day. As from the 16th of July, that water will no longer be of men, for it will turn into your Mother of Palma's water, to heal the sick. I promise that as a consequence of the visit they make to El Palma, many sick will be healed. Dear children, come with faith, with a spirit of prayer and sacrifice. Come decently, with decorum and modesty. Following the vision of the Most Holy Virgin, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me. He gave the seer the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear children, soon the Catholic Church will be a member of the Council of Churches, which is tantamount to saying that the Catholic Church is one more church like all the others. This will be the preparation for the diabolical unity which will come about in the next pontificate, with the antipope at the head. That same day our Lord Jesus Christ dictated to Clemente Dominguez the act of consecration to our Mother of Palma for reciting in the sacred place. This solemn act ends with the singing of the Dulce Reina, introduced into El Palma de Troya by some faithful devotees of these apparitions living in the town of El Arajal. The Lord has accepted this hymn, which has been recognized as the official hymn to our Mother of Palma. 29th of January 1974. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary. My dear children, a great tempest is approaching the church, as never before. God's enemies are already governing the bark of Peter. But that is still little. For shortly the church will be in schism, and a false pope will seat himself in the cathedral of Peter, and from there will try to destroy the Church of God, the true Catholic Church. But at that moment, in all nations, Marian apostles will already be prepared. They, in union with the true Pope, will re-establish order, an order which will not be visible, as it will be in catacombs. 24th of September 1974. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. At about 2 in the early hours, our Lord Jesus Christ, ringed by several saints, appeared to Clemente Dominguez. The Holy Ghost also appeared to him in the form of a dove, resting upon the heads of all those present as a tongue of fire. The Eternal Father also appeared, and blessed them. At the end, the Most Holy Virgin appeared to them under the title of Lama Sed, since it was her feast day, accompanied by Saint Peter Nolasco. The Lord gave Clemente Dominguez the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. O beloved children, the order which will be founded one day in this sacred place will enlighten all nations. From here will come the backing for the true Pope when the schism occurs. O beloved little children, I am now preparing you for the future order, in which lay people will not be lacking, namely those who form the third order. My dear children, learn from these men and women saints who come in my company today. Soon this order of adorers of the Holy Face will arise. My dear children, and do not forget that all this will come stemming from the Carmelite reform of the great Teresa of Jesus. Accordingly, my Most Holy Mother appeared here under the title of Carmel. My dear children, this order of the adorers of the Holy Face will be my predilect order, because this order will derive from the same family as the Order of Mount Carmel, the most ancient of all orders, and the one which will remain until my return, to reign with me. 30th of May 1975. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. As on every 30th of the month, the worship at El Palma de Troya was celebrated with great solemnity. For besides being one of those days chosen by heaven for all the apostles of El Palma to meet up in prayer, the monthly day of the first apparition of the Most Holy Virgin in El Palma de Troya is commemorated, which, as all know, was on the 30th of March 1968. For this double circumstance, the worship was clothed with special solemnity. After Holy Mass, a solemn procession was held with the image of Our Mother of El Palma, as on every 30th. The loveliest image, adorned with plentiful flowers, was taken along the customary route with canticles and the enthusiasm of the faithful. During the course of this procession, Clemente Dominguez entered into ecstasy at the apparition of the Most Holy Virgin, who bore the Divine Child in her arms, whom she laid in the arms of the seer. Afterwards the Lord appeared, who gave Clemente the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My dear children, behold your Redeemer. I am happy with your prayers, your penances, above all on this day, this great day. Thanks to you all. Here is my most sacred heart bleeding for mankind, at so many blasphemies, so many sacrileges, so much desolation in the church. So many wayward bishops. So many wayward priests. Here is your King and Lord, deeply pained, deeply sorrowful, at seeing the present situation in the church. Poor souls. What bad shepherds they have. What a state my church is in. Construction of the shrine of Our Mother of Palma. That same day, the 30th of May 1975, Clemente Dominguez received the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved little children, attention to the sacred shrine. It is my inflexible order that, after the wheat has been harvested, wheat which I gave, work begin, whatever happens, cost what it may. The hour has come. After the wheat, work on the shrine is to begin. The funds will come. Don't worry. Ask and you shall receive. Beloved little children, not just in appearance, but in reality, fine wheat, a good harvest. Thanks to my intervention. What less than to demand an acre for me and for the Queen? My blessing on the works. Valor and onwards. Manuel Alonso Corral wrote an urgent letter to all the devotees of El Palma requesting prayers, sacrifices and economic help for the building work. 9th of September 1975. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. On the occasion of the calling made by the Lord for the 12th of September, on the 8th of September about 50 pilgrims from Ireland resorted to El Palma de Troya. At about 3 in the early morning of the 9th, the Most Holy Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez with the child Jesus in her arms, whom she placed in Clemente's arms. All could adore and kiss the divine child. Once the seer had returned the child Jesus to the Most Holy Virgin, the vision disappeared. At once our Lord Jesus Christ appeared, who gave the following message to Clemente Dominguez. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Here is the cathedral of the world, the light for the world, the beacon in the church, El Palma de Troya, beacon in the church, in the midst of the confusion rampant throughout the world and within the church herself. Here is the light, the beacon, the star for the world. The world will bend its knees before the sacred place of El Palma de Troya, the greatest place of apparitions that ever was, is and ever shall be, if you remain in grace. It is not fanaticism on your part. It is a truth. The most important place of all places of apparitions and of all sanctuaries in the world, because the Most High so wills. Let man be silent when God acts. O beloved little children, children of my heart! You still do not realize the mystery of this sacred place. You do not realize the importance of this sacred place, precisely in these times when the church is going through hours of darkness, confusion. This place is the stay of my vicar, my sweet vicar Paul VI. 30th of November 1975. Village of El Palma de Troya, Pilgrim House. 9:45 in the morning. The Lord appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My dear son, I confirm to you my words given in the Cathedral of Malaga before the Crucifix of Victory, on the 26th of November 1975. The foundation of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face is my desire. As in the Cathedral of Malaga, I again give you the following instructions. The Lord gives norms for the habit of the religious order and others on the community way of life and meals. The Lord then went on to say, my little son, referring to Clemente Dominguez, upon your back, and on your weak shoulders, and in your weak hands, I place the foundation and headship of this order of the last times, which is preparing to receive my next coming. You will shine out like stars on earth, later to reign with me in heaven. You will be the reparatory order of the last times. My little son, away with false humility. The foundation and direction pertain to you. Onwards. Carry out your mission. Whoever governs will have greater responsibility at the hour of judgment. In the house at Seville, besides the founder and superior, namely Clemente Dominguez y Gomez, there will be other posts, my son Manuel, vice superior, namely Manuel Alonso Corral. Clemente saw that the Lord shed much blood, and exclaimed, the blood from your feet, Lord. Your blood. The Lord continued giving norms. The Lord continued shedding blood from the wounds in his feet. The seer exclaimed, much blood from your feet, Lord. Much. The Lord went on speaking, and among other norms, said, the order of Carmelites of the Holy Face, those who will go out to receive me in my return and will reign with me. And they will have a special queen, my most holy mother, the Virgin Mary, mother of El Palma and mother of the order, and Saint Joseph, father of the order. Know that the exaltation of the Josephine glories corresponds to this order. You already know that El Palma is also called to announce Saint Joseph to the world. On this date the order of Carmelites of the Holy Face was still not founded, but constituted. 22nd of December 1975. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Time, 7:10 in the evening. First the Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez, then the Lord appeared and gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My dear children, at this moment the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face is founded. This is the moment. Now. But on the 30th of last month it was constituted. Beloved little children, this order which prepares for the second coming of myself, who am speaking, Jesus Christ, begins for you from today. You, those who stay firm, will be those who shall accompany me in my return to earth. You, those who are faithful to the rules, will shine out more than many. For you are the Carmelites of the Holy Face. The special light for the Church will come from this order. So then, as from this moment, the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face is founded. Beloved children, this religious order will produce great men and women saints. 25th of December 1975. Seville. Chapel of the Mother House of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face. Our Lord Jesus Christ and the Most Holy Virgin Mary became visible to the founder and Father General of the Order, Clemente Dominguez. The Lord gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved Son, do not forget that the four branches, First Order, Second Order, Third Order and Clerical Order, will be under your supreme authority as Father General. 25th of December 1975. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Time, 10:20 at night. The Lord Archbishop Peter Martin No Ding Tuck, who had arrived in El Palma on the 24th of December this same year, on the following day, the 25th of December, Festivity of the Nativity, celebrated Holy Traditional Mass in the Lentisco. Holy Mass over, the Most Holy Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary. My dear children, today is a great day in El Palma de Troya. Here you have the presence of a successor of the Apostles, referring to Archbishop Peter Martin No Ding Tuck. What more do you want, beloved little children? You don't know how to value the greatness of El Palma de Troya and the grandeur it has taken on this day with the presence of a bishop of the Church, celebrating the holy sacrifice of the Latin Tridentine Mass of Saint Pov. The worldly wise, in their pride, do not understand the grandeur of this sacred place. They do not understand the crisis in the Church of these times. A crisis of confusion, error, division, heresy, apostasy. The bark sails amid tempests such as never before experienced. Only a small group, in several parts of the world, conserves integrity in the faith, sound doctrine. Nowadays, with false shepherds, false doctors, false prophets, the Church is suffering one of the greatest crises in her history. Shortly the Church will undergo a tremendous schism. It is necessary that L. Palma de Troia re-establish holy tradition in the Church, holy doctrine, the Catholic faith. My dear children, fight for the Church, defend the Church. Above all, conserve the faith, doctrine, tradition, integrity. Re-establish the Holy Latin Tridentine Mass of St. Pio V. Reject progressivism, the diabolical progressivism rampant in the Church today. I shall now place the Divine Child in the bishop's arms. The Most Holy Virgin, through Clemente, deposited the child Jesus in the arms of Archbishop Peter Martin Ngo Dinh Tuc, who felt the weight of the Divine Child in his arms, and was deeply impressed. The Most Holy Virgin Mary, addressing the Archbishop, went on to say, "I repeat, this consecration of new bishops and priests is necessary for the good of the universal Church. For from here, from L. Palma de Troia, the light will go out to the Church. They are the ones prepared to go out to meet Christ in his return. In your hands I leave this mission. But it is very great, my dear son." 1 January 1976. Sacred place of the Lentisco in L. Palma de Troia. End of year 1975 and start of new year 1976. A large number of pilgrims coming from Spain, other European nations, America, and other continents, resorted to the sacred place of L. Palma de Troia in response to the calling made by the Most Holy Virgin Mary through the Sier Clemente Dominguez y Gomez. During the course of the night, in the early hours of the 1st of January, took place the ordination of five priests by Archbishop Peter Martin Ngo Dinh Tuc. The ceremonies on this solemn night were in the following order: at about 12 midnight, solemn exposition of His Divine Majesty, next the priestly ordinations of the following, in this order: first, Clemente Dominguez y Gomez, Spanish; second, Manuel Alonso Corral, Spanish; then two other candidates, and finally Paul Gerard Fox, Irish, ending with the ordination mass. This most solemn ceremony, according to the Pontificale Romanum ritual, lasted some 4.5 hours. 10th of January 1976. Sacred place of the Lentisco in L. Palma de Troia. At about 9:30 at night, before the image of the Divine Shepherdess which stood at the entrance to the property, the Most Holy Virgin Mary appeared under that title, and gave Father Clemente Dominguez the following message. The Divine Shepherdess. My dear children, I come today as Divine Shepherdess of Souls, as Divine Shepherdess of the Church, Divine Shepherdess of this sacred place of L. Palma de Troia. Observe my image, Divine Shepherdess, with staff in my left hand and giving instructions with my right, upon the orb of the world. If you acknowledge me as Divine Shepherdess, I am she who has the power, given by God, to instruct you and tell you that this episcopal consecration is necessary in this sacred place, and not in private, as you were planning. It is very important for your mission in the Church and in the world that there be eyewitnesses to your episcopal consecrations. And those who are to be consecrated bishops will be in this order. First, this poor sinner who is transmitting these words in my name, my son Clemente, Clemente Dominguez y Gomez. Then my other beloved son Manuel, Manuel Alonso Corral. Next my very dear son Father Camilo, Camilo Estevas Puga. Following him, my choice son Father. Ending with the son of my heart, Father Francis, Francis Sandler. They are to be consecrated bishops during this wonderful night, on which the liturgical feast of the Sacred Family will be celebrated. Beloved little children, how much good you will do to the Church. You will be the terrible bishops WHO shall condemn the heresies and errors of present-day progressivism. You shall prepare Christ's return to earth. Hence, I need the episcopal consecration to be in the sacred place of the Lentisco, in the presence of the nocturnal adorers and of other brethren. And once the consecration of the bishops has been concluded, and everything has been legalized as it should be, let it be published for the good of the Church. 27th of January 1976. Sacred place of the Lentisco in L. Palma de Troia. With the Most Holy Sacrament exposed, the Lord became visible on the altar to Father Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My dear son, employ your powers as bishop in L. Palma de Troia, Marian Bishop of the Last Times. And like you, All the bishops of this sacred place are Marian bishops of these last times. They will all shine out. My little son, my beloved bishop, do not doubt for a moment. I am speaking to you from the sacred Eucharist. I am engraving this message deep in your interior, a message of salvation for the Church and the world. Episcopal skullcaps have to shine out like the poppies of the field in this sacred place. Have confidence, there will be many bishops. And later on, other official bishops by normal channels will join you. The Church is beginning to rise up anew in all her vigor. Someday, the world will understand the greatness of El Palma de Troya, the cathedral of the Church and of the world will shine out yet further in the near future. Father Clemente saw most powerful rays issuing from the Lord. The Lord went on to say, "You are those called to re-establish holy tradition in the Church and to bring into being the Episcopal College in accordance and in union with the Sacred Apostolic College that I founded at the beginning of my Church. Have confidence. The Most Holy Virgin Mary is with you. Her mantle protects you, covers you, guides you and shepherds you. Cry out unceasingly to the Virgin Mary. Do not forget for a single moment that she is Shepherdess of Shepherds, Supreme Shepherdess." 4th of April 1976. Seville. Clemente Dominguez says, "At 2 in the afternoon, in the house, while celebrating the Holy Sacrifice of Mass, at the moment when I was elevating the Sacred Host, I had the following locution from the Lord. My very dear son, my beloved bishop, it is my desire that from this moment you wear the sacred soutane and episcopal adornments externally. Likewise, it is my sovereign desire that you celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of Mass publicly. My dear son, are you ready to drink the chalice of the Passion with all its consequences? Lord, with your help I am ready," Father Clemente replied. The Lord went on to say, "Our Lord Jesus Christ, my dear children, here is the Good Shepherd again surrounded by his sheep. Beloved little children, what I said beforehand regarding this bishop, my beloved son Clemente, I say as well for you all, from tomorrow you will all wear your soutanes and your episcopal adornments. The hour has come to defend God's rights." That same day, the 4th of April 1976, at 8 in the evening, Father Clemente Dominguez celebrated Holy Mass in the Lentisco of El Palma de Troya, with his episcopal adornments, obeying the order received from the Lord in the above message. After Holy Mass, with the Most Holy Sacrament in exposition, our Lord Jesus Christ became visible and gave Bishop Father Clemente the following message. Time, 11:35 at night. The hour for valor has come. Cowards cannot sustain this work of the great mystery of El Palma de Troya. So then, beloved sons, now you know, wear your habits, your sacred soutanes, your episcopal adornments and celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of Mass in this sacred place. Woe betide those who persecute you. Woe betide them. They will be fighting against the Most High, because it is my work and not man's. Neither is it the devil's work. It is my work, the Marian apostles of the last times who form the Episcopal College of El Palma de Troya, the terrible bishops. O beloved little children, now it is necessary to give testimony to your apostolate. But never insult those who persecute you. Bless those who persecute you. Pray for those who persecute you. Love those who persecute you. And have compassion for them, for they are worthy of pity. My beloved bishops, conserve integrity in the faith and preach sound doctrine. The moment will come, very soon, when you shall not be able to use the title Roman. The hour has sounded out for El Palma de Troya, which will mark a very special seal in the history of the Universal Church. To find events as important as those you are now living through, you have to go back to the foundation of the Church. From here will go forth the strong man who will rule the Church and condemn errors and heresies. The splendor of the olives is drawing near after Paul VI. This olive rod can equally rule from here as from another nation. The important thing will be your union wherever you may be. 5th of April 1976. Exile of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face. Apostolic journey of the Father Founder and Bishop Clemente Dominguez E. Gomez and of the bishops, priests and religious of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face through France and Switzerland. 29th of April 1976. Father Manuel Alonso and the rest of the community arrived in Seville in the evening of the 29th of April. During our journey through France and Switzerland, all the bishops of El Palmar wore their episcopal attire. End of the exile and apostolic journey of Bishop Father Clemente Dominguez and other members of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face through France and Switzerland. 29th of May 1976. Father Clemente Dominguez returned from France in the Swiss car ZH-292-731, an Opel Kadett, driven by Bishop Father Paul Fox and accompanied by three other bishops, among them Father Comilo Estevez, and crossed the frontier in the morning. Father Clemente had the seat beside the driver. The car went into a slide due to the rain, crashed against the barrier dividing the center of the expressway, and overturned. Father Clemente received a heavy blow on the upper part of the nose and to both eyes. Father Paul Fox, who was the driver, received a cut to the head which required 11 stitches. Father Comilo was unhurt. The other two fathers suffered slight injuries to the face and head. In the hospital, shortly after entry, Bishop Father Clemente had his eyeballs extracted, since one was completely shattered by the blow, and the other was full of glass shivers, paint and the like. 16th of June 1976. Father Clemente Dominguez was discharged from the hospital residence Our Lady of Aranzazu in San Sebastian, and returned that same day by plane to Seville. In the residence, Father Clemente had celebrated two masses. End of the apostolic journey to France. 4th of August 1976. Seville. Chapel of the Mother House. Carla Redis 20. Festivity of Saint Dominic de Guzman. Our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to Father Clemente and gave him the following message. Time, 1:15 in the morning. At the Lord's apparition, Father Clemente exclaimed, "Thank you, Lord, at last I see you," for the seer had not seen him for more than 2 months. Presently Saint Dominic appeared. The seer went on to say, "Lord, I know it is great to see you, but I also want to go on seeing the things around me afterwards." Our Lord Jesus Christ. "Do not fear, my son. You will recover your sight when the time comes. Let no one think that Palma has succumbed. It is more steadfast than ever. For victory lies in the passion and crucifixion. Afterwards comes the resurrection. The enemies of the church's holy tradition are acting against El Palma de Troya with all their might, for they know that El Palma is the light for the whole church. And because El Palma is one of the few places where the authenticity of the faith, of holy doctrine, is conserved. Now is the hour for the truth to be known. I am preparing the future pope, step by step. Now you are suffering this cross. Another greater one will come afterwards. Until, at the end, you give your life for me. When that period of the great papacy arrives, the church will be strengthened. You will defend the church I founded. You will be the future Peter, the Pope who will consolidate the faith and integrity in the church, battling against heresies with mighty power, for legions of angels will assist you. It is the hour to bear witness. The enemies will attempt to destroy you. Be careful, more so with the enemies of the soul. Mary will assist you with her protective mantle. There will be times of great desolation for you. That desolation, the desolation of one who is preparing for great moments. In this case, to gird the tiara. O little children all! What grandeur, that of El Palma de Troya! You have still not come to realize what you are living through. El Palma de Troya, the second Jerusalem, the glory of the olives, the splendor of the pontificate. O beloved little children! Here come the future cardinals of the great church to be shepherded by the great pope. The pope who will reign with the name of Gregory. Now you know, he will be the great Pope Gregory, the glory of the olives. The Pope who, besides Spanish blood, has French blood and Jewish blood. The enigma of the great Pope to come is now clarified. Here he is, the great Pope Gregory. Yet, notwithstanding, he has to stay firm at all times in subjection to my will, for otherwise the graces of this papacy would pass on to another. No one is indispensable in this world. You are all poor brooms. If a broom is of no use, then it is thrown away and another taken. but the devotees of El Palma de Troya need to know that they are living with a future pope, the pope who will set aside the name of Clemente to take on the new name of Gregory. How many false Gregories will arise to fight against you? O beloved son, I feel grieved at the sufferings you will bear in your papal mission. These are the last times, and you the Marian apostles. The Most Holy Virgin Mary, the Supreme Doctress of Doctors. And speaking of doctorate, the moment has come to prepare an image in honor of the Most Holy Virgin Mary under the title of Doctress, to be placed in the sacred place of El Palma de Troya. It has to be a large image, like the Divine Shepherdess, but inside your property. When the image of the Most Holy Virgin under the title of Doctress is set up in El Palma de Troya, this Episcopal College will receive doctrinal teaching in order to be able to teach others. And how many humble and ignorant faithful, on kneeling before this image, will receive Mary's motherly teachings. You are my authentic bishops. 5th of September 1976. Seville. Chapel of the Mother House. Time, 8:45 in the morning. Apparition and message to Father Clemente Dominguez. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My dear sons, terrible desolation is approaching the church and the world. More prayer and penance are needed, more prayer and penance, mortification of the senses, life of immolation, life of total commitment, in body and soul, to the work of re-establishing holy tradition in the church. The great desolation on the way can only be mitigated by prayer, penance, mortification and immolation. A great storm is on the threshold for the church. It will seem that the bark of Peter is sinking. But I sustain the bark, fulfilling my promise of assistance until the consummation of time. You, the members of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face, are those called to assist the Church, and thus my promise is fulfilled. You are part of this promise of assistance to the Church. Together with me, the Carmelites of the Holy Face sustain the bark of Peter, so that the bark may not sink beneath the waves. 7th of September 1976. Seville. Chapel of the Mother House. Time, 11:30 at night. After the reserve of His Divine Majesty, the Most Holy Virgin Mary, under the title of Divine Shepherdess, appeared to Father Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Divine Shepherdess. My dear son, a new era is beginning in the history of the Church. This Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face is the order in charge of perfecting the traditionalists of these last times. Later on, when the Holy Ghost fills you with knowledge and graces and virtues, then you will be sent out to preach everywhere. 20th of January 1977. Seville. Mother House. Time, 11:40 in the morning. The Virgin Mary appeared to the Bishop Primate Father Clemente and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary. My dear children, it is necessary, very necessary, that from this moment all your names be changed, as a sign of holy obedience and humility and renunciation of the world, beginning with Father General, who from this moment will be called Father Ferdinand. And Father Manuel will be called Father Isidore. Father Camilo will be called Father Leander. Father Francis I will be called Father Fulgentius. Father James I will be called Father Justus. 3rd of February 1977. Seville. Mother House. Time, 5 in the morning. Locution of the Virgin Mary to Father Ferdinand. The Most Holy Virgin Mary. My dear sons, the great Pentecost of apocalyptic times is approaching. That day is very close. When this new Pentecost arrives, you will amaze the world. How many plans God has for you! You are my apostles, the famous Marian apostles of the last times, of whom St. Louis Mary Grignion of Montfort speaks. 31st of May 1977. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. During the course of the procession of our crowned mother of El Palma, held every 30th of the month, the 31st having already begun, the Most Holy Virgin Mary appeared to the Bishop Primate Father Ferdinand. Afterwards, King St. Ferdinand appeared. The Virgin Mary gave the seer the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary. My dear children, the world does not realize the importance of this sacred place, where the great papacy and the great empire, Christ's empire, will be consolidated. This future Pope of the glory of the olives, together with the cross, will bear the sword, and will re-establish order over the face of the earth. Thus he must still suffer the cross of blindness, to further strengthen and perfect himself for the great imperial and papal undertaking which will fall to him in his day. A great Pope, who will be a great Caudeo, victorious against Christ's enemies, an anointed Caudeo, who will have to go out to confront Marxism and cut short its advances. What a great place is this, El Palma de Troya. And the world does not realize. All need to understand the importance of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face, the greatest order that has ever existed, since she joins together the good aspects of the different orders, now lacks. Ninth Apostolic Journey of Bishop Primate. Father Ferdinand to America. Clarification for the devotees: as Father Ferdinand, as he was previously named, was elected Pope by our Lord Jesus Christ on the 6th of August 1978 in Santa Fe de Bogotá, Colombia, but did the greater part of the apostolate in America when still Bishop Primate of El Palma de Troya, we shall use his former name of Father Ferdinand, until we reach the above date on which his papal election and coronation took place. 19th of June 1978. Seville. The Lord orders Father Ferdinand to leave for America. Departure by plane from Seville at 8:40 in the evening, accompanied by bishops, Father Isidore, Father Abraham, and three others. 6th of August 1978. Santa Fe de Bogotá, Colombia. Time, 8:45 in the evening. Feast day of the Transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 6th of August in the year 1978, while Bishop Father Ferdinand, Clemente Dominguez y Gómez, in the world, was fulfilling a mission ordered by the Lord in the city of Santa Fe de Bogotá, Colombia, there occurred the sad death of our Most Holy Father, Pope Paul VI, till then reigning. The beloved Sovereign Pontiff Paul VI, so dearly loved by the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face, passed away at about 21:40 Spanish time, 2:40 in the afternoon in Colombia. That same day, the 6th of August, in the chapel of the Monastery of St. Joseph, recently founded in Santa Fe de Bogotá, Carrera 5 Superscript A Attenda 34 Sur, of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared, having to his right and left, respectively, Apostles St. Peter and St. Paul, at about 20:45 Colombian time, corresponding to 3:45 in the early morning of the 7th of August 1978, in Spain. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Habemus Papam." Then, the Lord asked Bishop Father Ferdinand, "Do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, I love you," Father Ferdinand replied. The Lord told him, "Shepherd my flock." Again the Lord asked him, "Do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, I love you, you know it well. Shepherd my flock." And for the third time the Lord asked him, "Do you love me more than all?" "Yes, Lord, you know everything, that I love you. Shepherd my flock." "My dear son, now, accompanied by Apostles Peter and Paul, I am going to invest you with the sacred tiara." The Lord deposited the papal tiara mystically upon the head of Father Ferdinand, and also delivered over to him the papal staff. The Lord goes on to say, "My dear son, my beloved vicar, behold the fulfillment of the prophecies. The martyr of the Vatican, the sublime martyr, has died. The church will go on ahead by way of El Palma de Troya. He knew his authentic successor perfectly well, Pope Gregory, the glory of the olives. He was overjoyed on the 24th of May, Feast of Mary Auxiliatrix, because he recognized his successor. There he saw the church rest. There is great joy in heaven on this day of the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor. Now the mount called Christ the King is transfigured into Mount Tabor owing to the splendor which the church will enjoy in this apocalyptic time, in this time of catacombs. You now see the church of our crowned mother of El Palma being constructed, consolidated materially, which spiritually is the church living in the desert, the church in El Palma de Troya. The reign of the glory of the olives has begun. Today is a great day, the day on which you are invested with the papal office, on this feast of the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor, proper to the Holy Face, of the order of which you are founder and father general. And in this city, which the Spaniards baptized with the name of Santa Fe, and whose anniversary it is. Such things are not fortuitous, but providential, so that the humble and simple of heart may understand better. Soon they will prepare the conclave in Rome, where the antipope will be elected. Yours will be a great struggle. Moreover, you will have to fight against progressivists and against extreme traditionalists, who will also have their leader. It will be a great struggle. Only the simple and humble of heart will recognize the one who is the true Pope, Pope Gregory the 17th. The great pontificate of the glory of the Olives begins. The Pope announced by many mystics, in many prophecies. The Pope who in himself joins Hispanic blood, Spain's noble blood, with true French blood, and with blood of the chosen people, the Jewish people. Behold the great splendor. He will not delay long before taking up the sword and carrying out the mission of emperor, of great monarch. Everything will come in due course. It was also announced in previous prophecies how the election of this pope would take place. It would be by the direct intervention of Apostles Saint Peter and Saint Paul. There is no other way of counteracting the official election by conclave in Rome, from which the antipope will emerge. The see of the church is now rooted in El Palma de Troya. And of course in Seville, the land of Mary Most Holy. There is the new Rome. Present at the raising to the pontificate of Pope Gregory the 17th and at his coronation by our Lord Jesus Christ, with the assistance of Apostles Saint Peter and Saint Paul, were Bishops of El Palma de Troia, Father Isidore, Father Leander, Father Abraham and four other bishops, eight other religious of the order from the monastery founded in Santa Fe de Bogotá, the chaplain recently ordained priest, the Most Reverend Mother General of the Nuns of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face, Mother Dolores, nun from Seville who came with Mother General to Colombia for the foundation of the convent, three other nuns from the foundation, and a group of faithful devotees of El Palma de Troya. End of the apostolic journey to America. Arrival of Pope Gregory the 17th at El Palma de Troya. Translation of the Apostolic See of the Church from Rome. To El Palma de Troya via Santa Fe de Bogotá. 9th of August 1978. The Sovereign Pontiff, Pope Gregory the 17th, reached Seville from Colombia on the 9th of August 1978, and at about 9 at night trod the sacred grounds of El Palma de Troya. Before the Divine Shepherdess the Most Holy Virgin appeared to him and gave him a message. Then he imparted the papal blessing to all those present. Father Isidore cried out, Habemus Papam. And three times, Viva el Papa Gregorio XVII. All responded with, Viva. And a great applause for the new sovereign pontiff. Moments later, all the bishops, religious and nuns of the order, and faithful in El Palma, kissed the feet and the ring of the new pope a sign of obedience and submission. While Pope Gregory the 17th was praying before the image of the Divine Shepherdess together with all the bishops, religious, nuns and faithful of El Palma, the Most Holy Virgin appeared and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary. My beloved son, the world will tremble before the great Pontiff Gregory the 17th's victorious sword. The great empire is approaching, a sweet golden age has begun in Spain. Soon many priests, friars, nuns and faithful of Spain will join this pontificate, when Spaniards see the conduct of the antipope to be installed in Rome, and when Spaniards see the Marxist assault on Spain's spiritual and national values, then they will become convinced that Spain harbors the sweet Christ on earth. This is the Ark of Noah, this blessed field of El Palma de Troya. Here is the desert announced in the prophecies, and which this great pontiff has often preached. There is no doubt that he has understood the mission of El Palma de Troya perfectly. The church withdraws into the desert. Here it is, in the desert of El Palma de Troya. Away from here, true church is not possible. 15th of August 1978. Seville. Feast of the Assumption of the Most Holy Virgin Mary. On this memorable day, and in the city of Seville, Carla Redis 11, the ceremony of the most solemn visible coronation of His Holiness Pope Gregory the 17th by Bishops Father Isidore, Father Elias, Father Leander, and Father Fulgentius, took place. This coronation was performed in fulfillment of the command by the Most Holy Virgin Mary in the message of 9 August 1978. The ceremony began at about 3 in the early morning on that 15 August. All the bishops, priests, friars and nuns of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face were present, with a very numerous group of faithful representing Spain's different provinces and several European nations, and also America, who came on pilgrimage to be present at this very solemn event. 3 September 1978. Seville. Holy Apostolic See. Mother House of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face, Redis 20, Seville, time, 7:40 in the morning. His Holiness Pope Gregory XVII describes his vision, "Some moments ago, a mystical event occurred to me which only has a parallel in the vision I had on the 9th of August in El Palma, before the image there of the Divine Shepherdess. The exceptional vision over, I immediately felt, likewise in an inexplicable way, by means of potent rays which flooded my whole being, the following message given by our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved vicar, with the death of my beloved vicar Paul VI, the flight of the Pope has been fulfilled, understand flight as departure, and by that departure, Rome, the great prostitute of the last times, has ceased to be the capital of Christendom, for the new Rome is the sacred place of El Palma de Troia, which thereby becomes the true capital of Christendom, a status provisionally held by Seville since, for the time being, that is where the sovereign pontiff, visible head of the Church, my beloved vicar Pope Gregory XVII, resides. It was prophesied, the Pope would flee and come to Spain. The prophecy is hence fulfilled in a mysterious fashion. Paul VI, Pope, was forced to depart from Rome by his accelerated death, by which Paul VI has closed the history of the papacy in Rome. Gregory XVII, Pope, has begun the history of the papacy in El Palma de Troia, which will be a sea pilgriming towards Jerusalem, the place where I founded the Church, and where I will go out to the encounter with the last Pope to recover the keys. Some prophecies on the great Pope Gregory XVII. The great Pope and Emperor. This Pope, and at once military caudillo and emperor, chosen by God to carry out an imposing mission in the Church and in the world, encloses in his person a deep apocalyptic mystery. If we examine the prophecies in sacred scripture, if we analyze the apocalypse, if we bring to mind the different revelations given to numerous saints and mystics, clearly and unmistakably we find the reflection of the characteristic features which define the eminent and mystical figure of Pope Gregory XVII, de Gloria Olive, the Pope of the Cross and the Sword, who, with the assistance and strength of God, had the lofty and difficult mission of restoring order in the Church and in the world. No one was able to hold him back, for he had been chosen by God to be his instrument, active, violent and destructive towards the enemies of the Church. The majority of cardinals, bishops and priests had apostatized. The reigning pope of the time, St. Paul VI, was an innocent victim of Freemasonry and communism already ruling the Church. The Pope was being drugged, he was a prisoner inside the Vatican walls, unable to do or decide anything other than what the Church's enemies disposed. True doctrine had been adulterated. The Blessed Sacrament was being profaned. The Most Holy Virgin was being set aside. We were faced with the first general apostasy of the last times. Only one place of salvation was left, El Palma de Troia, beacon and bastion of the faith, depository of holy tradition, seminary of true doctrine, altar where the one true sacrifice of the Mass was offered up. Outside of El Palma de Troia, darkness, confusion and error reigned. The Most Holy Virgin Mary, through her messenger, cried out ceaselessly from the desert of El Palma de Troia, now denominated Mount of Christ the King. She announced terrible chastisements, atomic war, civil wars, earthquakes, all kinds of desolation. The wrath of the Most High was at the point of discharging upon degenerate mankind in an implacable manner as never before. Souls were needed to be immolated. Only intense prayer and penance could mitigate the catastrophe. The Apocalypse describes the Rome of the day with simple and crystal-clear precision, saying that the great harlot, seated upon seven hills, in her hand bore a cup full of the abominations and impurities of her fornication. The city that had ever been the center of Christianity was by then an unclean wasp's nest. Freemasonry and communism had scaled the summit of the church and occupied the top posts. Nothing was to be expected now from Rome other than blasphemy, depravity, and error. The true Church of Christ is in El Palma de Troia, see of the true Pope, now His Holiness Pope Peter III. In El Palma de Troia, Christ fulfills His promise of being with His Church until the consummation of time. Saint Catherine of Racconigi, 1486-1547. In her visions she saw the coming chastisements and the future renewal of the Church, seeing which she exclaimed, "The scourge which awaits clerics, as it will be the last, will be more severe than the others." She had a vision of the last times. She suddenly found herself aboard a ship threatened by a rough sea and forced by contrary winds towards the rocks. At each moment the bark of Saint Peter should have gone under. Saint Peter did not cease to gaze at the bark, while many passengers disappeared into the sea, and the bark went ahead guided by Saint Gregory, referring to Pope Saint Gregory the 17th the Very Great. Regarding the extraordinary work of this great Pope of the last times, Saint Catherine foretold, "There will be no complete or perfect council until this holy pontiff arrives, awaited for the future renewal of the Church." She had this vision towards the end of her life. Arnold D. Wyon. This Benedictine monk, about the year 1600, published the celebrated prophecies of Saint Malachias on the popes, and prophesied that the great Pope of the last times would be called Gregory the 17th. Up till the year 1600, there had only been 14 popes with the name Gregory. Gregory the 15th and Gregory the 16th had not yet reigned. The mystic Maria Nieves Holgado. She was born in the year 1904 in the province of Navarre, Spain, and was miraculously cured in Lourdes in the year 1926. In the year 1936 she wrote that the great Pope would be called Gregory the 17th. A Salamanca nun, mystic. In the year 1954 she foretold that the great Pope would be called Gregory the 17th. Saint Amadeus de la Tour. Born in Turin, Italy. Bishop of Sion in the Swiss canton of Valais, 1163-1168, Saint Amadeus de la Tour left a very important prophecy on the great Pope Saint Gregory the 17th the Very Great, a shepherd beloved of God and chosen by God will in due course enter the temple and expel the buyers and sellers. He will purify and reform the church. He will be blessed with the blessing of Jacob, for he will truly be the vicar of the Church of Jesus Christ. He will cleanse the world of a multitude of errors. He will teach all the secrets as yet concealed, about God, about the angels and about the universe. This shepherd will be like King David, since in the same way as the latter transformed ancient Jerusalem, the former will transform the church. The Lord will give him his grace and his prudence. This shepherd will plainly reveal the magnificence of God, making known to everyone the mysteries till then concealed. And all men shall listen to his voice. He will send his apostles everywhere to tend the sheep of the flock. After bringing peace to the world, he will promulgate the will of God to all, and men shall live in truth, purity of faith and fear of God. The faith of the Lord will reign throughout the world. The French author and editor Michel Servant. In his three-volume work entitled Valeurs et Prix, Carlos est proche, he brought together prophecies from every age on the last times, and ends the chapter on the great Pope saying, "The coming great Pope will only be made known to the world following the great chastisements. At all events, no one knows him at present except for those to whom God has willed to reveal him." Saint Anne Catherine Emmerich. Nun, doctress, great mystic, stigmatic, spiritual martyr. Born in Dulmen, Westphalia, Germany, 8 September 1774. She gives very detailed descriptions of many future events in the Catholic Church, chiefly on the struggle by hell and the Freemasonic lodges against the one true Church. She foretells apocalyptic events, the degeneracy of the clergy, the terrible sufferings, martyrdom and death of Pope Saint Paul VI, owing to persecution mounted by the Vatican prelates themselves, betrayal by the majority of the clergy, the satanic changes in the liturgy, the worldliness of friars and nuns, and as consequence the general apostasy and fall of the Roman Church. And at the same time she prophesies the continuation of the true Church in El Palma de Troia by Christ's election of Pope Saint Gregory the 17th, and praises the heroic valor, apostolic zeal and admirable teaching of this glorious Palmarian sovereign pontiff, as also many other transcendent events of these last times, wars, chastisements, the onslaughts of Antichrist in person and his partisans against Christ's forces, and the extraordinary triumph of the Palmarian Catholic Church. Saint Don Bosco. Priest, religious, founder, patriarch, doctor, great mystic. Born in Becci Asti, Italy on 16 August 1815. In one of his most transcendent prophetic dreams, Saint John Bosco saw the bark of Peter, with the Pope at the helm, amid a great tempest. From the bark a great number of those aboard fell into the deep. He saw the Pope suddenly die, and at the same time another Pope arise, who took firm hold of the helm, steered the bark and moored her between two columns, that of the Eucharist and that of the Virgin Mary. By this dream he prophesied the apostasy of the Roman Church, the death of Pope Saint Paul VI at the hands of treacherous cardinals and bishops, and the raising to the pontificate of the glorious Palmarian Pope Saint Gregory XVII, who from the apostolic see of El Palma de Troia made the Church secure by way of his magisterial doctrine and inflexible discipline, his liturgical reforms and restoration of true divine worship.